Good morning, Dubai, and welcome back to the Love in Dubai show for our first episode of 2024. UAE petrol prices to drop in 2024. Dubai pulled off 32 fireworks show across the city, and as well, Dubai's ban on single-use plastic has begun.
We also spoke about how UAE hospitals have welcomed over a dozen newborns within the initial 4 hours of New Year's Day. So it's a complete New Year special filled with surprises. So stay tuned and keep listening.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show on our first episode of 2024. Now let's start with the headlines before we start talking. So, UAE petrol prices to drop in 2024.
Dubai pulled off 32 fireworks shows across the city.
As well, Dubai's ban on single-use plastic has begun.
And UAE hospitals have welcomed over a dozen newborns within the initial 4 hours of New Year's Day.
Happy New Year's to you, Annika.
Thank you.
Happy New Year's to everyone who's watching us.
Happy New Year, everybody. Oh my God, this is the first show of 2024.
It is.
This is, first of all, 2024.
It is.
I never saw myself getting to this.
That's true. And by the way, as well, I saw today morning as I was like scrolling through Instagram that if you would look at it, 2024 began on a Monday.
Technically,
right? And not only that, like they're saying like, oh, like 2023 was the year of like us learning and us moving and us thriving, and 2024 is going to be the year of success.
Because it started on a Monday?
Yeah. Do you guys believe in these things? I don't know. I kind of like do.
I personally don't think the first day of the year matters so much as the other 364 days of the year.
Maybe I'm just like a bit like delusional, but I am.
Superstition. Delulu is the Sululu.
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel like your year is built on consistent actions that you take throughout.
That's true.
And I know this makes me sound like a big tech bro right now.
Yeah.
But it's true, as in the things you do over the year, a habit is never built in a day.
100%.
I know this is the year a lot of people, like, you know, this is the week a lot of people, gym memberships are going to increase.
Yes.
Like, you're going to see more people out on the morning jog or the evening jog and all of that. I just feel like, you know, you need to take it easy because you're 100%. Expecting to change in your first week.
100%. And the thing is, I feel like as well, that as long as you guys implement the main three aspects, which is consistency, dedication, and love to what you do and what you want to do and achieve. Once you do that, it's like facts. I'm spilling facts right here because you know what? You know, actually, Annika, is the fact that not long ago, I decided to get into my healthy journey, right?
Mm.
And it's like that journey, it just needs like dedication. And once you put that, it just like all falls into place. So it's what amazing. Are you planning? What's your New Year resolution?
Well, for me personally, I think I'm finally gonna kickstart my driving classes.
Okay, that's
good. I've done the payments. Mm-hmm. I've gone for the first few classes. I finished the theory. I've aced the theory.
Okay.
It's the practicals. I just struggle so much to go inside and go behind that wheel and just like drive. That is the most intimidating thing for me.
It's easy. You know, actually, a lot of people do find driving intimidating. That's funny because yesterday I did go on a race with my friends.
Like a car race?
Yeah. Like Dubai Autodrome. It's like two different personalities at the moment. Two different personalities at the moment. But yeah, it's not that hard. But
well,
you can do it.
You know, I hope so. I have been driving around the city, but it's just that I never passed the initial assessment.
Yes.
And I get it. Like, it's so that I become better, but it's just so hard.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So, speaking of New Year's, I have a friend that you and I both know.
Oh.
That is very superstitious, and I think she knows who is she. She's standing behind the camera. Her name is Masa. She ate 12 grapes underneath the table. I mean, come on, do you guys believe in the superstition that if you're going to eat 12 grapes under the table, you're going to find the love of your life?
No,
exactly.
But I mean, Masa, perhaps hiding under the table is not the best way to find.
That's true, maybe.
But
oh, it's for good luck.
It's for good luck. Yeah, this is a very common. Actually, it's a Latin American tradition.
It is.
I don't know why our Masa, born and raised in Dubai, is following this. But you know, yeah. I wish you luck.
Yeah,
and I wish you all the best.
No, but because you know as well. When we live in a country that is like very multicultural,
that's true.
So
that's
you just true. Like you don't do whatever, you just do everything, right? However, I've heard that this is a witchcraft. I don't know.
Witchcraft?
Yeah, I heard that this is witchcraft.
Eating 12 grapes under the table is witchcraft.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think witches have better things to do. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, maybe. But the thing is like, what is something that you do, let's say, as a ritual between you and your family the moment the clock hits 12 on yours?
I was in bed by 12.
Okay.
So
oh.
Maybe watching fireworks? I don't know.
Oh.
Like, we don't,
yeah.
We don't, we're not a very superstitious family.
Yeah.
Maybe a little stitious. The office reference. But anyway,
yeah.
Coming back to the fact that this year is going to be the year I learned to drive.
Yeah.
But also, that brings us back to our first topic of the day, which is how UAE petrol prices are dropping in 2024, aka I might be able to save more money when I drive today.
Yeah, which is actually a very good thing as well. Now, the UAE Food Price Committee has announced via X, which used to be Twitter, that the prices of the petrol will be dropping, and these prices will be reduced for the month of January. From January 1, Super 98 petrol will cost 2.82 a liter compared to 2.96 in December.
Special 95 petrol will cost AED 2.71 per liter compared to AED 2.85 last month.
As well, the E plus 91 petrol will cost 2.64 dirhams a liter compared to 2.77, of course, which was charged in December. Now, diesel will be charged 3 dirhams liter compared to 3.19 last month. As
wow.
well, yes.
So that's saving.
That's actually
me.
Very good for everyone who is, let's say, the petrol prices, you know, were very high. They stunk up really high last month. So the fact that they will be actually doing, they will be going lower, which is a very good thing for, it's a good news for everyone. See, guys, didn't we tell you we have a lot of good news for you? This is only one of the whole good news of everything, which is a very good thing. So Annika will be able to drive her car.
I've been wondering, actually, do you think it's cheaper to take a taxi or to drive?
No, to drive. I can assure that for sure that it would be cheaper for you to drive, because like for a taxi you're going to be not only paying the food prices, mm-hmm. right, you're going to be paying a lot of expenses, because that's how, you know, drivers make their money, right?
True.
So it's like just get a car and just like drive, and as well, you know, you can get the metro, but sometimes the metro does not accommodate you everywhere, which is the whole point of it all.
But I mean, it's extending. We're getting a blue line this year, I hope.
Still, you know, I've counted it actually, that from the metro, it's first of all too crowded. It's too crowded. It's insanely crowded. It's not even like normal crowded.
I think
at this
that's
point.
The sign of a thriving city. A crowded metro. I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It can be a little like annoying and sometimes frustrating, but it's a lovely sign that the city has a lot of people who are putting in the work to make it what it is.
Exactly, 100%. But, you know, just to avoid, like, sometimes I feel like, oh, just to avoid, you know, like the, I would say, because I'm claustrophobic, actually. So just like being around a lot of like people just makes me like, I need my space. So with that, I honestly prefer driving as well. You can just have like, just like put some music and just enjoy. Driving is very nice. It's therapeutic. So with the news of the petrol prices dropping down, you can get your car.
Sure. Because that's the only thing that was stopping me, the petrol prices.
Okay.
Not like the fear or the crushing fear of being behind a wheel.
Well, let's jump now to our next story. Dubai pulled off 32 fireworks shows across the city. Now, New Year's Eve in Dubai is no small event, of course. The combined efforts of 55 government and private entities with the committee worked in the spirit of one team in implementing the Security Organizational and Service Plan that resulted in the success of the 2024 New Year's celebration and the successful completion of the event.
To pull it off, Dubai Police assigned a team of around 6,000 policemen and 1,328 patrols to secure 32 firework sites in Dubai. And Dubai Ambulance prepared for the New Year's Eve by deploying 178 ambulance vehicles, 4 marine boats, 556 paramedics and 35 supervisors to cover 46 sites across Dubai, including 32 sites that witnessed fireworks displays.
And people as well flocked to see the incredible fireworks, light and drone shows. More than 2.2 million riders used public transport on New Year's Eve of 2024, and the RTA ever since have confirmed that it was so smooth and safe a ride for passengers to and from the celebration venues, thanks to an integrated plan well coordinated with concerned entities in Dubai. Well, I mean, New Year's was a party, whether you've partied or whether you stayed home, like Annika, it was a party, you know what I mean? Because like it is, in a certain way, it's you're celebrating a new year, and it's very nice just to like, just go with.
Yeah, you know what I really love is that the authorities just knew how crowded it was going to be because yeah. everybody wants to be a part
That's
of
true.
It. You know, it is definitely a feeling,
yeah.
a major vibe to go and stand near a fireworks zone like the Burj Khalifa or the Dubai Frame fireworks looked spectacular. So imagine like going and standing there and just witnessing all of that live. That is definitely something. If you live
100%.
In Dubai, if you didn't catch it this year, it should definitely be on your list to go and catch it next year. Because, I mean, there's
yeah.
so much preparation that goes mm-hmm. through to make sure things are smooth, make sure nobody gets hurt, to make sure everybody gets to watch it. You know, there's nothing bad happens. And nothing bad did happen. People just watched
yes.
the fireworks. In fact, if you go on our page right now, there's even a story of a proposal that happened.
Oh,
yeah,
tell us
somebody
more
proposed
about that.
With
yeah.
the fireworks background. How adorable is that?
That is. That's actually very cute. And not only that, it's the fact as well, like, the fireworks did not only stop on New Year's,
mm-hmm.
but as well, it did continue. Yesterday, I was sitting up with my family and at the balcony, and we just like heard like fireworks, which is beautiful at this point. Like the UAE was hardcore celebrating the New Year's Eve, you know, because as well, 2023 was a year filled with a lot of war happening and a lot of, let's say, things that we would not want to happen have happened.
Right.
But 2024 is just like this transition, and UAE never fails to amaze its residents and as well the world, the whole world. As well, there was a study that I was talking about with my family yesterday, a study that was showing, let's say, the list of the cities and the countries that have celebrated the New Year's Eve the best. And Dubai was one of them. Yeah.
Cute.
So guys, let's jump to our next story.
Which is definitely a New Year's Eve spectacular new announcement for 2024 because Dubai's ban on single-use plastic has begun. So wave goodbye to plastic bags because Dubai has now announced its strategy to eradicate plastic bags and single-use plastic goods from our daily life.
Now announced by His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, he issued a decision to regulate single-use products in Dubai with clear deadlines to phase them out. Plastic bags will be banned from yesterday as part of a time-bound approach to discourage the import of and trading of single-use products.
The resolution applies to single-use disposable products and recycled ones, with single-use bags to be banned from 1st June 2024.
It's a good start for 2024.
It is,
yes,
indeed.
We've been talking about the environment and the crisis, the environmental crisis for so long, but this is a good start.
It is indeed. But let's quickly jump on to our next
yes,
story.
Yes, another good start.
At the back is our guest, Mr. Kingy Van,
yes.
waiting
so,
for us.
Guys, there's another good start. UAE hospitals welcomed over a dozen newborns within the initial 4 hours of New Year's Day. What a good start. So several babies made their debut. Yeah, of course they have, at hospitals across the UAE, offering double delight to their parents on New Year's Eve. As it has been mentioned by Gulf News that at least 13 babies within the first few hours of the New Year's Day, at least two of them, have reported the births of one baby each as the clock struck 12 at midnight. What a baby.
Some of the kids were born right before the clock hits 12, and some have been reported to be born after. So this person is a 1-1 baby.
It is. Imagine, like, it's like, oh, well, how, when's your birthday? 1-1. 2024. It's a very cool thing.
Actually, I don't think so, because later on in their lives, they're not going to get a cake. Because everyone's going to be so tired from all the New Year celebrations. They're just going to be like...
Oh, that's actually very smart.
Yeah, they're going to be like, why, you know, we're done. Yeah. You celebrated Christmas. You celebrated New Year's. That's it. Like, you don't need to celebrate your birthday. And also, their birthday kind of gets overshadowed by the whole, like,
that's
New
true.
Year.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So, yeah. You know.
Okay, fine, guys.
But
I
that's just makes me
the
being pessimistic.
No.
I mean, if your birthday falls on 1-1, I hope you enjoy. And I hope you're having, like, a lovely... day
it's
after
a cool thing. It's a cool thing. Anyway, so guys, tune in, because after this short break, we have a very special guest.
It is 8:46 right now, and we will see you in a bit.
Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. Today we've got the multi-talented Kindy Man in the studio, comedian, actor and content creator, the one and the only Kindy Man. Hello, Kindy Man.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for having me.
So, tell us more. What actually got you to the name Kindy Man?
Kindy Man. Kindy is my last name. Mm-hmm. And back then they used to call me Kindy, but I had like a rugby coach.
Yes.
That used to just be like, every time I do something good, he goes like, Kindy, you're the man. And just stick to me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, remove the there. And it goes like, Kindy Man. And I was a big fan of like superheroes, like Spider-Man, Superman. So I was like, I'm going to be a superhero one day. But make people laugh. And,
and right now you are a superhero on Instagram with over 1 million followers.
Yeah.
Was this a recent hit or?
It's been like now 6 months, I guess.
6 months.
Yeah,
six wow.
Good job. So were you like the funny rebel kid at school?
Yeah, I was. Oh, I was okay. A troublemaker, to be honest. I was a troublemaker.
If you could tell us a story.
So basically back then, so I won't get bullied. Mm-hmm. I used to make people laugh.
Okay.
Because, you know, nobody can touch the Joker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true.
So basically, back then when I used to get bullied, I used to pretend, I used to like flip the table on them. So when they make fun of me, I don't let them make fun of me. Mm-hmm. I make fun of me.
Okay.
So, and then they'd be like, it's pointless.
That's actually
good. Exactly.
I think maybe that's a technique that just like everyone
should
use
for sure.
Yeah, you
have to use it. Yeah. Once you make fun of yourself, people go like, then
he's confident.
It doesn't make sense if I make fun of
that's
him, because he's already like taken that job from me.
So when did you realize that you could use this humor on social media and like take it on to social
media? I started like my first YouTube video was like 10 years ago. It was like 2013, I think, 2012. And I just posted it. I didn't think about it. I just posted it in a way that I just wanted to see how it goes. Like it was just like a 20-minute video with my mom's old camera. It's broken now.
Oh, yeah. But you've kept it.
Yeah, I've still kept it, yeah. But
beginning.
Then when I tried, and then everybody at school was just like, what are you doing? Like, that's embarrassing. Like, what is
of
this?
Course.
What are you trying to do? What you will never reach. You will never do anything. You will never be famous. And I was like, watch me.
But actually, you know, that's a very good
indeed.
Thing.
Yeah, he's watching me right now. Oh!
You know, that's actually a very good thing, because... speaking of the, of course, like you said that you just got bullied, right? So what would you say that was the most challenging thing that you've been through?
Through school or through like...
No, through like your journey, through your life.
My journey,
something that's like, just like was like the breaking point.
I guess the most challenging thing is that nobody would believe you.
Mm-hmm.
If I was like 10 years ago, if I go to my classmates and I'd be like, by the way, one day I get 1 million followers and I'd be like a famous comedian. They'll be like, you crazy, man. You gotta see a doctor or something. Like
yeah.
Because literally nobody would believe you.
But like, did you plan it? Did you plan to become a comedian?
I didn't plan it. I just said with hard work, yeah, I'll get what I want, mm-hmm, you know? And for me, to be honest, when I started that, you know, back then, you know, my family, my relatives, they thought like it's just something that is just like a phase for me. Yeah. Like, hey, he's doing this right now, just let them
Which
do it.
Which is normal.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, yeah, let them do it. Once he will get bored, he will go back to studying and everything. Because I didn't get bored. I just worked hard. Because, you know, we have this tradition where it's like, you know, like, don't waste your time doing these things, like your talent. But I say, no, waste your time with your talent. Okay. So, because the only one that could believe in yourself is you. Work hard in what you are talented in, and trust me, one day you will make it. So for me, to be honest, my mom and dad, they were like, you know, we believe in you, okay? But we just like, mm-hmm, spectacle. Yeah. Even your family, mm-hmm, they won't believe, yeah, in you 100%. So I was like, you know what? Just wait for me.
Yeah. And look at where you are right now. You are the one and the only Kindy man.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
So technically, how would you deal with, like, let's say, your fans, or like, yeah, how have you, like, had a weird moment with your fans?
Oh yeah, I remember the first, mm-hmm, time I met one of my fans. It was like the first time I just got like famous, and there's this video that hit like, I guess, 500,000 views, mm-hmm, back then in 2015, 2016. And then I was walking in the mall and somebody came to me and he was like, Kindy man. I was like, wait, well, hey, and he was like, I watched your video, I saw your video, you were funny. And I was like, yeah, thanks. And then it was like that awkward moment where he's just staring at me. I was like,
okay, you're like, that's awkward, what am I going to do now?
And then he goes like, so can I take a picture? I'm like, Yeah, sure, why not? Aww. And then he took that picture and I was like, can I take a picture with you so I can tell people this is the guy who took a picture with me? And I was like, yeah, sure, no worries. And I took the picture and I remember the picture was with me and I was just like, my first fan picture ever.
That
and
is so
Yeah,
cute.
I can't forget that. To be honest, till this day, I never take for granted when fans come up to me. I don't be looking down to them.
Yeah.
I actually appreciate every one of them, even
Good
if I was
you.
In a bad mood, even if I was going through a bad thing. I really say this to influencers and celebrities, no matter what, you know, the fans are the one who got you where you are. No mm-hmm. matter what kind of day you're going through, no matter how angry you are, no matter how miserable you are, when a fan comes to you, don't let them down.
Well, Annika and I are fans.
Oh, really? Let's take a selfie.
But can you tell us like the most common Arabic phrase that you use?
The most common Arabic phrase
that I use.
Okay, that's interesting.
Come on.
We've been speaking English for 10 minutes. I forgot
Come
Arabic
on,
now.
It's okay. No way you're going to forget Arabic in 10 minutes.
Give me a situation. I don't know.
All right, what the fans know.
You know, actually, most of my common words I use are just English.
Oh. I mean, honestly, in such an era of like, you know, we're living in a multicultural.
100%.
Yeah, but you need to give us something in Arabic. Come on.
What daran?
Allah. Okay, that's not daran.
What daran? Okay, what does just this like, mean? Leave it alone. You know, allow it. Yeah. What daran? So basically, I use it most of the time when somebody's saying something I don't believe and I'm like, what daran?
All right. So, let's say, like, have you ever faced backlash for your humor? Because like some people are very sensitive, right? And they might take the humor into.
Oh, yeah. We're in the era of cancel culture.
Exactly.
I remember back then. I did a video. Mm-hmm. 5 years after the video, I got sued because of the video.
Really? Yeah.
What?
It was like a video I did. It didn't have a bad word, but to some people in some culture, that was offensive.
Okay.
And this lawyer just came up to me and he's just looking for trouble. I don't know why he hates me. And he just came and he was like, and then the police called me and they were like, you know, you have a case. Somebody filed a case on you. Because of what? Because of a video 5 years ago. And then I just put the right lawyer into the whole situation and he got me out of the situation. But basically, I had to delete the video and I was like, what? So like 5 years ago when I said it was okay? And now people are just sensitive? And look, I'll tell you something. To be honest, when it comes to comedy, it's comedy.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? I say there is limits, but at the same time, if something is offensive, it's offensive to you.
Okay.
Everyone has the right to be offended and the right to
but
offend.
You have the right to be offended, but you can't be like, hey, we are offended. No, don't bring your whole, don't talk on behalf of people. Mm-hmm. You are offended. Okay, I'm sorry, but this is comedy. I didn't mean you in specific. But, you know, sometimes we do these kind of sketches and comedies where people can relate to, you know what I mean? Most of the time when people get offended, you should know that they actually been through that situation or they did that to be like, by the way, that's not funny. I mean, like, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. So I don't. When I do the sketch, I don't say one of my friends did this before. You know, I didn't put your name on the video.
Yeah,
I just,
true.
You know, talked about the situation. But sometimes people are sensitive.
Another kind of content you create is talking about films.
Yeah, I talk.
Hollywood
yeah.
films. So I just wanted to know. This is a question that the art industry has had for a long time. Do you separate the art from the artist, or?
When it comes to what, movies or series?
To movies.
Movies, yeah. So basically, you know, art and artists, they combine together and you have a masterpiece. That's what I believe. If the artist does more than the art, if the art is doing more than the artist, you know, there's a conflict. So basically, let's say as an example, when I give an example of the art and the artist, I say director and actor. If the director is super and the actor is just like, eh. You will see the movie good, but there's a problem with the acting.
100%.
When the actor is so amazing and the director is just like, you will see also there's something wrong with the movie. So that, it's most of the time the director completes the actor and the actor completes the director and they become they come up with a masterpiece. And I see most of the directors that are very smart, they do something like they get the best out of you. Right now I'm working on a series, inshallah. It's gonna be like out soon, bidnillah. If Allah arad, inshallah, it's gonna be maybe out in Ramadan, inshallah. And it's gonna be with the director Ali Mustafa, and he's a very very talented director. And I'm really happy for people to see this new series. Inshallah.
Of course,
that's amazing. That's an exclusive right there.
Yeah.
There's
exclusive.
A series coming out, a Ramadan series.
Yeah. So, if you would give yourself like one advice to your 16-year-old self, what would it be?
16 years old. Mm-hmm. I would just be like, I don't know. I feel like love yourself.
Oh, that's actually, you're not the only one who says that. A lot
that's
of
so
people
sweet.
Do say that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you go in front of a camera, it's so intimidating.
Yeah.
If you're not sure of yourself.
100%. Because I feel like, you know, even it's not only social media, I feel like it's more about life. Because, you know, when you're in the worst situation ever, or you're going through a lot, you forget that you love yourself, so you become more broken, more hurt. So when you love yourself throughout the process and something happens to me, let's be honest, let's say as an example, you're in a relationship and you're giving so much love, but you're forgetting yourself. So once
that's
you go through something like a breakup or anything, you become broken. But when you're just like loving yourself throughout the process, when something bad happens, you'd be like, it's okay.
Have you been broken?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, multiple times. Okay. Multiple times. But that's over. That's over right
now. Yeah, it's over.
Right.
See,
I can't.
Yeah, see, it's like okay,
No, everybody has to be broken.
Of course,
but for
yes.
me, to be honest, it's not heartbreak, it's heart shape.
Okay, oh.
Yeah.
That's actually a very nice.
It's not heartbreak, it's heart shape.
Yeah, so basically you develop your heart. You make it more strong.
It's like a revival.
It never breaks.
Oh, how sweet.
It never breaks.
That's actually very good. But you know what? Look at like whoever broke you can look at you now and they can just like see Love in Dubai interviewing you.
Oof.
Which is amazing, right? So
see, you did
what
a mistake.
You did a mistake. So what is the future for Candyman?
The future for Candyman? Oh, there's a lot to be honest.
Okay.
I mean like I've been broken, but now I'm back.
Yes.
So you
there's
can
a Ramadan
like,
show coming up.
Yeah. There's a Ramadan coming show up. I might.
Okay.
I might.
Exclusive.
Okay.
Get married this year.
What?
Wow. Okay, that is an exclusive.
Yeah,
speaking of broken and getting his heart reshaped.
So
like,
you found
now I'm
the person
one.
Who's gonna shape
my
your
soulmate?
Heart.
My soulmate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She's there. She's out there.
Oh, adorable. That's so she's cute. Out there as in, like, you're
is
in
she watching
she's
you
right watching me right
she's
now.
She's watching you right now.
Yeah. Hi. Sweet. Hi, what's
I'm
your name?
I'm proud of her. She woke up early today.
That's so cute, actually, to have such a supportive, let's say, partner who...
Yeah. No, for me, to be honest, it's just not like as a partner. I mean, like, all the people around me are supporting me. Mm-hmm. And the people who are not supporting me didn't come with me in 2024. Okay. I left them in 2023. Them.
Perfect energy to bring in.
Yeah, basically, because like, look, you are not forced to keep up with anybody who's just giving you bad vibes.
Yes.
For me, to be honest, I feel like you will never lose anyone.
That's true.
People lose you. You are the main character in your life.
That's true. That's very nice. Well, Kindi, thank you so much for joining us,
guys. Thank you guys for having
me. It's 9:04, and of course, Kindi was here with us. See you tomorrow.
Thank
tune
you guys
in
so much.
For our second episode of 2024.
It was a pleasure having it was a pleasure for you guys having me in the first episode in 2024.
Of course.
It's such an
that's
honor
how
for
we,
us.
That's how we began our 2024.
So if you don't know, I mean, if you've been a long time follower, you know he's been here before.
Yeah, I've been here before, last time.
So much growth.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So much growth.
So much things happen and so much things change, but alhamdulillah. We're fine, we're well, and inshallah, it's gonna be an amazing year. Inshallah.
I mean, that's so, guys, it's the end of our episode. See you tomorrow, same time. Bye bye from me. Oh, say the Arabic phrase again.
What
the guys? Bye bye.